Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
Man, you guys should have gone with me to the hockey game last night. Solar Bears against the Ice Dogs. Fantastic.
Yeah? Who won?
I mean, I have never seen anything like it. First period, they served a foot-long hot dog. I'm here to tell you, you couldn't eat three of them.
Who won?
Second period, I had nachos with a cheese sauce that's as good as anything you're going to get in Paris, France.
Yeah. Who won?
And in the third period, they had a contest. If they pick your seat number, you win all the peanuts you can eat for a year.
Yeah, who won?
I did! Seat six, section H, row L. I'll tell you, they are in big trouble.
Here to let you guys in on a brilliant idea I have. Three words. Football fantasy camp.
That's a great idea. There's four words. When are you going?
No, we're going to put a fantasy camp on here. They're very big these days.
Oh, you can forget it, Howard. I am not spending a week of my life with a bunch of fat, middle-aged guys who dropped a bundle just to pretend that they're football players.
Hayden's absolutely right, Howard. How big of a bundle?
Well, altogether, maybe $40,000, $50,000.
She's just a pretty good bundle picker.
I'm not interested.
All right, forget the money. There are guys out there who have dreamed of playing football forever. You can give them that dream. Yeah.
What about the dream? Hey, you can't say no to a dream.
Oh, yes, I can.
All right, screw the dream. What about the money?
I don't care about the money.
Oh, of course you don't care about the money. You already have a big job with a big salary and a big house. Why should you care about the money?
I don't mean to be disrespectful, Coach, but Luther's got a point. It's a little harder for us.
Yeah, some of us are just barely scraping by, even though we kill ourselves here from 9 to 3:30 every day.
Some of us are getting close to retirement and like to live on a little something besides cat food.
Oh, come on. I don't want to hear any more about your retirement. That's how you got me to invest in a touchdown club and that stupid turtle world thing of yours. Since when did I become responsible for your retirement?
Hey, you've been responsible for me up to now. What are you going to do, quit now that I'm actually getting older?
I think that's ageism, Coach.
Oh, come on, Hayden. What's the big deal? We'll do all the work. All you have to do is show up and be the figurehead.
Yeah, just sort of like you do now.
Just leave everything to us, Coach. You could just shake a few hands, sign a few autographs, and maybe say a few words at the beginning.
Yeah, you could even donate your share of the money to charity.
God knows you got enough of your own already.
All right. I'll do it, but only because it keeps my dream alive, which is for the three of you guys to shut up and get out of here.
Okay, Coach. All right, what do we do now, Howard?
Well, we have to have tryouts.
Tryouts.
Oh, yeah. Everyone who wants to be on the team writes a check. Then anyone whose check clears makes the team. Oh, hey, Christine. Well, what do you think?
Looks like somewhere there's a lot of empty couches, huh?
Can you believe we actually get to be co-camp mothers?
Oh, this really is a fantasy camp.
You won't believe the fun things we get to do. Cook, launder the uniforms, pass out the souvenir bags.
Oh, I'm sorry, Shirley. Passing out the bags is part of my job as camp director.
Oh. That's okay, Shirley. That still leaves us the fun cooking and laundry.
This may sound like a dumb question, but what does any of that have to do with football?
Oh, that's not a dumb question, Hayden. For instance, tomorrow for lunch, we're serving meatloaf shaped like a football.
God, this is great.
Oh, yeah, great. When do I get to go?
Today, all you gotta do is just give the opening speech.
Today. You say that like there's other days after today.
Come on, just stand on the sidelines and watch the drills for a while.
Then I'm done.
Right, except for coaching a team in the big game.
Big game?
Oh, yeah. We're splitting the guys into two teams, and on the last day, they're going to play each other in a big game. Luther and Darby are coaching one team, you'll coach the other. Does that sound like fun?
No, who agreed to do that? I never agreed to do that.
Coach Fox, we can't tell you how thrilled we are to hear you're going to be coaching in the big game.
We never dreamed that that was going to happen.
I hope you pick me on your team.
Oh, yeah, I think I will. You look like 250 pounds, a pure football player to me.
Come on, campers, campers, let's take our seats. I would like to welcome you all to Howard Burley's Hayden Fox's football camp. I'm your camp director, Howard Burley.
All right.
And over there are Shirley and Christine, our camp moms.
Pretty foxy moms, huh?
They'll be coming around shortly to see if you prefer your sandwiches on pumpkin or sesame bread. Oh, by the way, Shirley is my wife, so please don't kiss the cook. Now I'd like you to meet our coaches, Dorber Dubinsky. Yeah. And Luther Van Dam. Luther's passing out the liability waivers. And now they're just a formality in case someone should happen to
die.
Isn't he terrific? And now, it's time to introduce the man you all came here to meet, the head coach of the Orlando Breakers, Hayden Fox!
What's this? That's your speech. I told you I'd make this as easy on you as possible.
Welcome, campers. I'm pleased as punch to be here today. As the great general Omar Bradley once said, to win the game, we don't need any fancy dance. Each player, whether shining in the light or eating dirt for his country, every one of you guys is a butterfly waiting to emerge from his cocoon. Oh, just want to welcome you guys here. And I know some of you are worried because you're not in the shape you used to be in, but heck, neither are we. So we're going to take it slow, and don't expect this to be just a day at the beach. We're going to expect some serious football, but I want you to have some fun, too. You ready?
Yeah!
Let's hear it! Hey, fun! Hey, fun! And now for the moment you've all been waiting for.
A buffet lunch. Hey!
Hey, guys, we're going to start with the rocket sled. Now, I want you to hit it hard. I want you to explode from your hips through the man. Boom! And then move out. I want it fast. I want it hard. You know what I mean. Okay, now. Tempo. Set. Hit. Move, 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 move. Set. Hit. Move, 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 move. Move, move, move. Set. Hit. Move, move. Set. Hit. Move, 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 move.
Move. Roll over on your tummy.
Go, go. Let those knees.
I spent 4 days of my life doing this. I feel like the Statue of Liberty. Give us your old, you're tired, you're fat.
I think it's going pretty good.
Dobber, this is insane. We sent one guy home with blisters. Come on, this is a joke. What are you doing?
I'm dividing the players into two teams. The big game's day after tomorrow. Okay, that's your team here, and this is ours.
All right, see you tomorrow. What is this?
What's your team?
These are the worst guys we got here, Luther.
No, they're not.
You think I don't know the names of the guys I've been watching?
Come on, there's good players on that list.
Good place. These are the oldest, the fattest, the slowest 11 guys we got here.
What are you getting so worked up about? I thought you didn't even care.
I don't, Dauber, but these fellas paid a few $1,000 to be here. I think we at least owe them a fair game.
Okay, you want a fair game? You take Chang and Goldberg, we'll take Blatt.
I want some good guys.
Those are good guys?
Chang and Goldberg? I want to play some football!
All you want to do is win.
Win? You're the one that's stacking the teams. I don't care about winning.
Oh, please. That's all you care about. Hey, a minute ago, this is something you didn't even care about. Now all of a sudden, it's the Super Bowl.
A minute ago was before you started cheating. You guys are afraid to go up against me in a fair game.
Cheating?
Oh, cheating.
Cheating?
Cheating.
We're cheating.
Yeah,
okay.
Cheating.
Pick a player. Anybody. The
all
best
right.
one.
Fine.
Just pick a player. Any of these guys.
Richardson.
No, you can't have Richardson.
Why not?
Because he didn't want to play for you.
How do you know?
He told me.
He told you?
He said he thought your coaching was highly overrated.
Let's just keep the teams the way they are. We're still going to beat you. You guys may know defense, but you got to put points on the scoreboard to win, and you do that with offense, and that's what I do.
Oh, that's what I do.
Yeah, keep the teams the same. We're still going to kick your butt.
Hey, don't be too sure about it, tough guy. We're taking you down. What an ass. See you at the game.
Okay, I said a 10 o'clock meeting and it's 10:15.
Sorry, coach. I stopped to pick up coffee. You like mochaccino?
Would you drink coffee on your own time? What's your excuse?
Oh, I was on a conference call to Geneva, having problems with my shipper. You know how weak the dollar is.
Yeah. Did you get everything settled?
Well, actually, they're going to call me back.
Oh, actually, I don't think they are.
Going to throw that in the trash can?
Would you prefer I didn't?
Yeah, okay.
Damn it, I thought you guys cared about football. Isn't that why you came here in the first place? I mean, look at you. You don't pay attention. You show up late. Haas, you ran the 100-yard dash how fast?
35 seconds.
And that was the one time you finished, for Pete's sake. I mean, look at you. You got crumbs all over you. Gasmer, what are you smirking at?
I wasn't smirking, sir.
Well, I saw you in the weight room yesterday. You couldn't even lift your protective cup. I mean, how can you guys care more about your shipping problems in Geneva than you do about the big game tomorrow?
Coach, it's my job.
No, it's not your job! This week, football is your job. When you came through those doors, you left everything else behind. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
I want you thinking football 24 hours a day. Gasmer, why are you here?
To play football.
To play football. Say it again.
To play football.
To play football. Is that why everybody's here?
Yes, sir.
All right, the big game's tomorrow. We're going to play some football. But we are going to win. Gasmer, do you just want to play or do you want to win?
I want to win.
Do you want to play or you just want to win?
I want to win.
You want to win?
Yes, sir.
Well, say it. I want to win.
I want to win.
No, Gasmer, say it from here. I want to win.
I want to win.
Stand up, Gasmer. Stand up and tell everybody.
I want to win.
Now, sit down. Does everybody want to win?
Yes, sir.
Let me hear it. Everybody want to win.
How
badly do we want to win?
We're
going to work hard.
Yes, sir.
Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Then let's go out there.
My ankle.
Go!
Follow it! Go, go, go!
Everybody's here, Luke?
All right, guys, listen up. The big game's tomorrow, but I'm not going to stand up here and give you some stupid rah-rah speech how we're going to play our hearts out and win.
You're not?
No, I'm not. You know why I'm not?
Because you think we're going to lose?
No, you're not going to lose. I'm not giving you that speech because Hayden's in there telling his guys the same thing right now. It's all a bunch of bunk.
But I like those speeches. Win one for the Gipper. Run the
daylight. Well, that's too bad, Goldberg. Maybe you ought to be on Hayden's team. But you're not on Hayden's team. You know why? Do any of you know why you're not on Hayden's team? Because he thinks you're a bunch of losers, that's why! Who in the hell you think picks the guys for these teams? Hayden does! And he didn't pick any of you because he thinks you're all a bunch of fat, lazy, buck-toothed losers! Oh, and they're laughing at you right now! They're laughing about how they're gonna humiliate you! Well, I say we teach them a lesson. What do you say?
All right! Yeah.
What are you prepared to do to win?
Work hard! Practice all day long!
No, 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 no. What are you prepared to do to the other team? I say we screw them up.
What do you mean?
Well, for example, are there any drinkers on the team?
Yeah, Haas likes to drink.
Why don't you take Haas out tonight to a bar? Show him a good time. Who's the fattest guy on the team?
Percy.
Percy! Order him a couple of pizzas tonight. Gallon of ice cream, some fudge cakes, Crisco.
You sure this is a good idea, Luther? It sounds kind of dirty.
Well, you want to win, don't you?
Well, yeah, but you're talking...
By the way, Hayden thinks you're an idiot, too.
What's wrong?
Sure as hell does. Why do you think they put you on special teams? That's where all the idiot coaches go.
Okay. All right, hey, I saw Schneider smoking yesterday. Who wants to buy him a carton of cigarettes?
Can I help you?
I thought I'd drop by and tell you my team's all ready for tomorrow.
I'll see you tomorrow then.
We're gonna kick your butt.
Well, you guys can't pass, they can't block. The only time they run is when they see the ice cream truck go by.
Watch what you say. You're gonna eat those words tomorrow.
If you think that your pathetic group of losers is gonna... Come in. What are you guys doing here? You have a 6 o'clock curfew.
Well, actually, Coach, we came to tell you that we're not going to play the game tomorrow.
What?
We're all going home tonight.
Why?
Well, we found out that Coach Van Damme's telling his players to hurt us.
What?
Yeah, he's teaching them chop blocks and how to sharpen their cleats.
How to get in extra punches in the pileups. So we don't want to play.
Good, good. You're not going to play. That means you forfeit the game. We win.
Ruth, how could you do this?
Well, you're trying to win. We're trying to win, too. That's all.
Not by cheating.
And, well, you're working us too hard. We're not professional athletes. Can't take this. I mean, we just came to your camp to have fun.
Fun? Football's not supposed to be fun. It's pain. It's agony. The only fun is winning.
Not to us, it isn't.
You're a baby.
Look. Mr. Haas, I'm sorry if we spoiled your week and all, but football is our lives. It's what we do and who we are. It's hard for us not to take it seriously.
I understand.
Well, I don't understand.
Luther, they're not like us. I mean, football's not a matter of life and death to most people. They don't have this sickness like we do. We're sick, man. Look, Mr. Haas. Oh, I'm sorry. What's your first name?
Leslie.
Mr. Haas, you came here to have fun. Now, you guys are going to have fun. You go out there, play the big game tomorrow. No pressure. You just go out there and have a good time.
What do you say?
Let's play football!
Just have fun, lad. Have fun!
Good game, you guys. Good job, Don.
Nice game, hey.
That was fun.
Yeah, the guys enjoyed themselves, too, didn't they?
Yeah, that's what really matters.
You know, I really learned something today.
What's that?
How good it feels to kick your butt.